This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
St. Louis Blues back in action tonight in NHL playoffs. Very excited to watch that game starting at 8:45 p.m. and you will be hearing John Kelly's voice, the play-by-play extraordinaire for Fox Sports Midwest. John Kelly joins us now. John, thanks for coming on the show with us today.
My pleasure, Annie. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. It's a good day when we get to watch a playoff hockey game. What are we expecting against Dallas in this series?
I think it's going to be a very tough series. Dallas played the Blues very tough this year. They beat the Stars out of four. They're a very well-coached team under rookie coach Jim Montgomery, a former Blue. A good defensive team that has an excellent goaltender in St. Louis and Ben Bishop. So I expect it's going to be a really tough series. And they have one of the hottest lines in hockey, their top line of Sagan, Ben, and Radulov, assuming they do play together. I was watching some of their games in the last series, and at times those three were split up. But either way, it's going to be a tough challenge, and I would expect this to be a 6 or 7 game series.
What do you think about Binnington so far? I mean, it seems as though this guy is really something special for the St. Louis Blues.
Well, it's been a storybook beginning to his career. He's a rookie, but he's 25 years old. And he spent a lot of time in the minors, in the American Hockey League, riding buses. Spent a lot of time in junior hockey in Canada riding buses. So he's paid his dues, and he's ready for the moment. And I think it's pretty obvious to everybody that he's very cool and calm in goal, and nothing seems to rattle him. And, you know, he's won some huge games in tough buildings. And obviously to win a series like the Blues did against a very good Winnipeg team, and they won all three games in Winnipeg this year in the series, I mean, that shows you that he's got a lot of mental toughness, and I don't think he'll be rattled by the moment, whether it's the first round, the second round, and hopefully for the Blues it goes even deeper than that. But he seems to handle everything that's been thrown at him so far.
He's been fun to watch, for sure. Mm-hmm.
John, Tony Colombo here. Like you, I'm sure, and so many of our listeners that have been Blues fans for decades, it's this time of year that we all start to worry about that collapse that we have seen, unfortunately, over and over again. We've seen great Blues teams just get into the playoffs and not be able to get the job done. What do you see about this team that could maybe be the one that breaks that tradition and does something special in these playoffs?
Well, I think right now that this Blues team doesn't have a weakness. And that doesn't mean they're going to win the Stanley Cup. I'm not predicting a cup. I think they can win the cup. I think they have the components. But by that I mean is they're deep up front. They had 13 players this year score 10 goals or more. They have a very good big blue line with a lot of size and skill. And they have the goaltending. So, I mean, that's what it takes. You can't have a weakness in your game or in your team if you expect to go deep. So that's why I think that this team, in my mind, has the best chance to win a cup from any team that I've seen in recent memory. And, you know, going back a couple of years ago, in 16, the Blues went to the third round. But I think they have a better team this year than they did back in 16. An example is that on that year's club, they had 8 players get 10 goals or more. This year, as I said, they had 13. So they're a deeper team. As I said, very solid defense, and Binnington has been superb in goals. So we'll see where it takes them. I think they have as good a chance as any team right now to win a Stanley Cup.
We're speaking with John Kelly, the play-by-play announcer for the St. Louis Blues on Fox Sports Midwest. So, John, I have a question for you. I'm a big Blues fan, and not as much as I would say like a pure hockey fan, because I didn't grow up seeing it. So I'm constantly trying to learn the game. But there's one thing that I'll say when watching the games is that as the play-by-play announcer, John, it's intense. How do you prepare I mean, hockey has, there's no downtime. There's no, like, in between innings where, you know, you're warming up the pitcher's arms or, you know, in football, there's so much downtime between plays. Hockey is so nonstop. And as the play-by-play announcer, you know, I speak for 3 hours here on a weekday basis. Man, you've got to give it everything you got. How do you prepare for that? And how do you get through all of these games with the intensity that you need to have to deliver to your viewers?
Well, you have to be ready, and you have to know the players, quite simply. You know, a lot of people ask me that question. You know, how do you know all the names and the numbers? Well, you don't have time to look down at a monitor and see who has the puck. It's just...
You just have to know.
It's old-fashioned knowing the players. And I think the biggest thing is anticipation. And, you know, I've been fortunate enough to be around the NHL all my life, and my dad was a broadcaster. So I understand how to anticipate and to know where the puck probably is going to go, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's probably the biggest thing is anticipation. But you're right, they are very intense. I'll give you a little anecdote. After game, let's see, the game the Blues scored late to win in Winnipeg, game five it was, when Schwartz scored with 15 seconds left.
Mm-hmm.
That game was so intense, it was so unbelievable. We flew home after the game, and I got home about 2:30 to my house, and I still couldn't sleep. So this is at 2:30. I'm still wired from the game that ended at 10:30. That's just how intense they are.
It's got to just be very natural. I mean, the speed with which the game is played. I mean, I think you either have the ability to do that or you don't. Like you're saying, you just got to know the names. You got to be able to anticipate. I'm as a broadcaster myself, I'm as interested in listening to the way that you are able to usher the viewer through the game and illustrate what's happening with your voice and your inflection. And I would think that, you know, you score that goal of 15 seconds left. It's probably like as a fan of the Blues, I'm sure. And as somebody who's been watching this long journey, you probably kind of get to experience that over and over again after you're done calling the game and be like, wow, that was really something special just as a fan of what you're getting to see.
Yeah, it was. It was, and I've been lucky enough to be broadcasting now for close to 30 years in the NHL. It truly was one of the most remarkable comebacks that I've ever had a chance to witness. I mean, the Blues were down by 2 goals going to the third. They tie the game. And then Schwartz scores a rather improbable game winner with 15 seconds left to give them a 3-2 lead in the series. It was a thrilling moment against a very good team in a very tough environment, the Winnipeg Arena. It's a small arena, very loud, and for the Blues to go in there and win all 3 games was quite incredible.
You guys want to know what I think this team has that sets them apart from Blues teams in the past?
What's that?
Gloria.
There you go. John, right. Laura Brandon.
John, at the end of game 6, you know, it got a little dicey there at the end. Winnipeg did not go quietly into the night, and it got a little intense at the end of that game. And as the clock went to triple zeros, and you said you can start singing Gloria. I thought that was one of the coolest moments of the year. And Gloria is like my favorite sports thing in decades. How much fun are you and that team and this town having with this whole Gloria thing?
You know, I think it's fantastic, and it's sort of become their winning theme song. It all began in Philadelphia, ironically enough, the night that Binnington started his first game and shut out the Flyers. It started, a couple of players were watching the Eagles game, and I guess the song Gloria came on in the restaurant or the bar, wherever, and they sort of thought it was a really catchy song, and they decided at that time that they were going to play it when the Blues won. And ironically enough, again, they won that game in Philadelphia, and ever since then, they've been the best team in hockey, and they're playing that song after every victory. So, yeah, it was a really cool moment. I knew the Blues, they had told me they were going to play the song if they did win and, you know, play it during the handshake, but the timing of it was really cool that I said that, and then the song sort of came a couple of seconds later. It was really a fun moment for I think, for everybody.
I loved it.
Those organic things are usually the most fun to just be a part of. Well, John Kelly, we will be tuning in tonight to listen to you, and hopefully we get a Blues win out of it, and we really appreciate your time today. Go Blues.
Yeah, by the way, we're not televising the game, Annie, as you probably know.
Yeah.
National TV has it, but we will have post-game coverage on Fox Sports Midwest right after the game.
We will be tuning in. Thank you so much, John Kelly. Pleasure to speak
okay.
with you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye. Mm-hmm. So I guess, are they on NBC then? Probably?
It bounces around.
Yeah, yeah, we'll check that
tonight's
out.
Tonight's game.
8:45 is the start, and I'm excited to see what happens. It's fun to watch this Blues team go to work, and you know, it's going to be a different series versus the Stars as the one previous, as they all will be. But we will be excited to tune in. John Kelly there with Fox Sports Midwest. Excited to talk to him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.